재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Hi everybody, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 with me, Kayla, and we are just about to take a look at some headlines on this day in history. Now today is Thursday, May 21st, 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 5월 21일입니다. 네, 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? Let's take a look at the headline that came out in 1976. Now, this is about 특기. So, 특기 is like a specialty that you have, a sort of special skill. So, we're going to take a look at this headline in Korean, and then we'll switch it on over into English. How's that sound? So, it says here, 부모 허용심 작용 어린이 특기 과외 유행. I'll read that one more time. 부모 허용심 작용 어린이 특기 과외 유행. So this here, as I said, is talking about these 특기s, which is the special kind of skill, talent, extracurricular activity sort of thing that we do. But before we get into that, let's take a look at the beginning part. So 허용심 is the word we use for vanity because this is talking about the parents' vanity. It's these tutoring trends that are being influenced because of parents' vanity. So they're saying that, oh, the parents are really worried about, you know, their child and how their skills are developing. So because of this, they start pushing these 특기s, these private lessons for these special extracurriculars. Now, the reason we know that is because of the next word that says 작용. 작용. And 작용 is like the effect or the act or the action of something. So because of these parents' vanities, this action, there is this trend. And so the word for trend is 유행. 유행. That would be trend or like a popular thing. But what I really want to get into here are the 특기. And the 특기 is kind of, as I said, these extracurricular specialties or skills such as piano or violin or dance or art or, you know, speech lessons or some sort of social activities that they can do. And at the time here in 1976, this was kind of a phenomenon that took on this educational craze of like, we must do all the things. And so this was one of the reasons we had, as we mentioned in a previous article, that 공나물 교실. The 공나물 교실 is like that overcrowded classrooms that we were having. And it's because all these students already have these problems, but now on top of it, they're going to these private lessons. And oh goodness, reading about this article just was absolutely heartbreaking for me to imagine. But that was what was going on at the time there in 1976. It was focusing a lot on these 특기, these specialties. Now, for me, I don't want to call my parents out because I know they're listening, but my mom and dad were really keen to make sure I tried everything as a kid. I was in every sport under the sun, from tennis to volleyball to gymnastics to basketball to softball. I was in drawing classes. I was in piano and flute lessons. I was in speech classes for public speaking. I did musical. Like, it was very a similar livelihood for me. But looking back on it now, I'm so grateful that I got to try these things because now I know what I like, what I'm good at, and what I don't like in particular. Does that make sense? But I know that this situation is a little different because it's this kind of push, a little bit more pressure in this article as it states here. So if I have to think about it, I don't really have a 특기. Because all these things I did were just for fun. I'd have to say if I had a 특기, it would be 수다. I am the 수다왕. And my PD's laughing right now. He's like, yes, yes, you are. I am good at chitter-chatter. I am good at gabbing away like we're best pals, right? So I'm curious, what is your 특기? Please let me know. I'm curious to hear what you guys are talented at. What's your special skills? Now, before we move on to our next headline, let's take a listen to Penguin Prison calling out. All right, everyone. Welcome back to 한국어 천재. I have some great messages from you guys that I want to read out. Bea Carbo says, I've tried out many things for fun. I've tried dancing, songwriting, story writing, drawing, journaling, graphic design, and currently I'm learning to video edit. Oh my gosh, this sounds like the multi-talented, multifaceted Bea. I am so impressed. Applause. Small round of applause. Bea, you are incredible. Great job. Great work. Keep doing that. Vruminims also says, I also tried calligraphy and painting. Wow, you guys are very talented in the arts department. It seems like there's a lot of interest there. Jeu says, I'm always in my art class. You know, I love art classes. As I might have mentioned, I'm really into watercolor right now. Really big into that. Divide says, I'm too lazy to join school activities. That's okay. You know what? You've got a ton of time to figure things out that you like. And, you know, if you just want to kind of take a break, that's cool too. Eldwin Del Monte says, my special skill is cramming for something. Are you a procrastinator, Eldwin? I'm curious. And finally, Akane Guacamole says, I always wished to be scout, but my dad always said to me, no, you will not be a scout, and this is my frustrated dream. Akane Guacamole, I totally understand. I loved being in Girl Scouts. It's really fun, but don't worry. There are so many different online things where you can learn the same skills as scouts, and so you'll be able to do it on your own, even if your dad says no. You can find it on YouTube and things. Don't worry. We'll hook you up with some good information. But thank you guys so much for the messages. We'll be right back here with our last headline.
Korean에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간, Headline Korean.
All right, everyone, we're going to be taking a look at these headlines, breaking them down, looking at the key words and the key phrases that you're going to see time and time again. So keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea by tuning into Headline Korean every day. Now, this one today that we're going to get to quick is about COVID-19, the coronavirus situation here. It's a little bit sensitive, but I feel like it's really good to talk about it. So let's take a look at this Korean headline and then we'll switch it on over into English. Let's take a look. It says,
한국인들 코로나19 감염되면 건강보다 주변 비난을 더 걱정.
One more time, that's
한국인들 코로나19 감염되면 건강보다 주변 비난을 더 걱정.
So that there is talking about, if I had to summarize that, it says Koreans who are perhaps infected, or if they become infected with COVID-19, worry more about criticism from other people than they do their actual health. And so this here, if we're going to break down the headline itself, let's first look at 감염. 감염. And that is the word to be infected or infection sort of thing. So here we're talking about 코로나19 감염. That's the corona-19 or the coronavirus COVID-19 infection here. Now the next one we're looking at is 주변. 주변. So in this case, we're talking about the people around you, the surroundings, the things, the people that are around you. 주변. And finally, we look at the word 비난. 비난. So 비난 is kind of the word for like a criticism or an attack. You know, I think criticism is the best one. So being criticized by someone is what the article is saying people are really worried about, which is so heartbreaking because so many people are asymptomatic and don't know that they have it. So all we can do is do our best to be safe, try to follow all the safety measures that we can, and hopefully this will continue to get better over time. We all hope for the best here. Now, before we move on to our next segment here, Daniel's going to be coming out in just a second. Let's take a listen to Brian Wilson's Don't Worry.